Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google it, if you study Vodacom's results, right, you come across staggering numbers, not just financially, but they are looking to have 260 million customers by 2030.
Yep, it's a big number here, Cesar, and you're quite right. Vodacom, much like MTN, is a huge company, a juggernaut across the continent, especially in the 48 countries that it does happen to operate in. Now, we spoke to the CEO, Shamil Jusup, last night on the on Kaya Biz, just to get some perspective on their earnings. And whilst the numbers have certainly showed a heightened level of resilience as well as growth, especially if you take a look at their earnings, what they have been aggressively trying to do is making sure that they literally sit in the hands of as many customers as possible. Now, 260 million customers is the target that they have for their data services as well as a subscriber base. But most importantly, they're also looking to grow when it comes to the financial services space, which is really one that piqued my interest. If we do take a look at money market transfers, a lot of that does happen digitally now. And M-Pesa is probably listed as perhaps with the genesis of it all on the African continent. We're on markets on the east of the continent and many other spaces. We've seen mobile money really play a significant theme. So far, Vodacom has at least 87 million subscribers in that regard. And to put things into context, that's more than the South African population. You probably need to put South Africa together with Zimbabwe and throw in Namibia for good measure just to get a number and a figure that's as big as that particular size. Now, they do highlight that they are looking to increase that to at least 120 million as well by the year 2030. What's also interesting to note here, Cesar, is that they are looking to grow aggressively across the continent. They newly opened operations in Egypt and Tanzania are certainly gaining them some favor, despite some of the currency headwinds that they face in markets like the DRC and Mozambique. But overall, lots of growth that we're seeing from Vodacom, more so across the continent than we are seeing here at home, despite the fact that they are looking at new infrastructure partnerships in South Africa in order to enhance their level of connectivity and data access.
Okay. Now, Naspers, right, has been known to make acquisitions that literally change the trajectory of their business. Tencent back in 2002, if I'm not mistaken. And now they're looking to buy another company called Just Eat. Tell us about that.
I found this one quite interesting, actually, and I think for many soccer players and fans, they might be familiar with it. But as you mentioned, Naspers really a South African homegrown business and really known for having started the likes of MultiChoice as well as Mnet specifically. They've since evolved significantly to be a key contender and player within the logistics space in South Africa. And I say that because if you take a look at the major food delivery houses, think Mr. D, those are typically the likes that they own. Media 24 and Take A Lot probably stand out as South African-based businesses that they own in this market. As you've mentioned, great exposure to China, but they're looking to beef up the exposure when it comes to the European market. And JustEatTakeAway.com is essentially the Mr. D of Europe. Many South Africans who typically watch football, specifically the UEFA Champions League or the Europa League or Conference League games, would actually see this particular company as a key sponsor for some of these sporting events. So Naspers is actually set to pay at least 86 billion rand for this particular transaction. Truth is, this particular price is a drop in the ocean for them. It's like 10% of their market cap because Naspers is worth more than 860 billion rand. So that gives us some context into the numbers. But as you say, I definitely think this is a new level of the business in terms of its trajectory, really trying to capitalize on the logistics, food delivery market, and perhaps bringing some of those solutions that they learn abroad closer to home in South Africa.
Okay. And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets, while we're anticipating to open up in mixed territory, really, there's just a lot of anxiety around what's happening with global trade relations and, of course, some anxiety around the U.S., 92,492 points is where we expected to open up from today. Currency-wise, we're still sitting steady at 18.09 to the US dollar, 24.19 to the British pound, and now at 20.36 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.